Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Beloved, this is Holy Week. Days before his execution, Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify thy name." A voice was heard from heaven responding, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." God was talking about us, those of us who believed in Jesus, those of us who followed his example, would actually glorify the Father in this earth. Holy Week is a week of supernatural expectation, a time for us to seek the Father and reflect upon how we can glorify the Father if we only believe and put our trust solely in Him. The things that God has us do are not easy, but they're necessary. But He said He will glorify it again. And the reason that God gave me this message, He said this is what God's people should aim for in this season, to glorify God. No matter how painful, no matter who comes up against us, because God is changing lives. And the enemy doesn't want us to do that. That's why he attacks. He doesn't want us to help people. He doesn't want people to be free from the power of Satan. He wants them to stay in that place. But Jesus had to die to release us from the power of Satan. He had to release us so that we can be restored back to what God has for us. And similarly, we have to be able to do what he says to release others from our family, from those around us, from our communities, things that the enemy has put on people.
Here is this week's message.
If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Before this cause came I into this hour. And here's where we're going to focus. And he said, Father, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Now, people heard this and they said it sounded like thunder. Some people thought it was the voice of angels. But the important part was Jesus was letting them know his hour has to be glorified has come. What was that hour? The hour where he was to be crucified on the cross. That was why he came. And that's how he was to glorify the Father. But as he said, his soul was troubled and said, Father, save me from this hour. But he said, but for this cause, I came into this hour. And that's when he said, Father, glorify thy name. And the voice from heaven responded, I will glorify it and have glorified it and will glorify it again. Now, this is a message because what God was talking about was believers. Because of what Jesus did with his life, not only was God going to be glorified, but he's going to be glorified again as we follow his example and do what God says to do. For instance, just my being here this morning, you know, it can be troubling. There's a lot of attacks even while I'm doing the messages. But I have to do what God says, but the Lord is glorified. So no matter what attacks come against us, no matter what plots the enemy has against us, we have to glorify God because this is what we are called to do in the battle. And right now, I'll bind the spirit of witchcraft. It's amazing. The things that God has us do are not easy, but they're necessary. But he said he will glorify it again. And the reason that God gave me this message, he said, this is what God's people should aim for in this season, to glorify God, no matter how painful, no matter who comes up against us, because God is changing lives. And the enemy doesn't want us to do that. That's why he attacks. He doesn't want us to help people. He doesn't want people to be free from the power of Satan. He wants them to stay in that place. But Jesus had to die to release us from the power of Satan. He had to release us so that we can be restored back to what God has for us. And similarly, we have to be able to do what he says to release others from our family, from those around us, from our communities, things that the enemy has put on people. And just knowing, as it says in Psalm 62:5, our expectation in this hour is from God. No matter how painful, how irritating, or how much the enemy may come against us, we have to know that our expectation has to be from God the Father. And that's just the way it has to be. So I wanted you to just know this is what the message focus is at this time, because there are some hard times ahead, but there are also some glorious moments ahead that God wants to use his people in this hour to help individuals in our communities and our nations, because as I said, we're in the last days. We talked about that before, where Jesus is coming back. In order for him to come back, some things have to change. Leadership is changing. The way we do business is changing. The way we live life has to change and line up with his righteousness. And that's how he will be glorified in this hour. Now, I would suggest anybody who wants to really get into this message deeper, read chapter 11, 12, even all the way up to 17, where Jesus not only talks about You see, not only the resurrection of Lazarus, when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, but also he talks to us about what it means to glorify the Father. He talked about that in John chapter 15, because it's one of these things where it's not just going to church and being nice. There are works he has, and some of them are not easy, but he wants us to literally walk through the gates of hell and rescue people. And no matter what that means, but if reading these chapters are so powerful because Jesus has given us an example to follow and telling us what to expect. So we go to John 15, and he says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. And as the Father loved me, and so I have loved you, continue ye in my love." So he says, this is how you glorify the Father. Okay, bearing much fruit. But bearing fruit is not what we want to do. It's not doing good things. It's doing the thing he called us to do. He starts this chapter saying that he's the vine, we're the branches. We got to stay connected to him so that we can hear and do what he says in this hour. So this is how the Father is glorified. And he says in verse 9, love. As I've loved you, continue ye in my love. He goes on and he starts talking about and abide in his love, keeping his commandments as he kept his Father's commandments. Okay, he talks about if we are his friends, that means we love him. That means we keep his commandments. And he says, henceforth, in this verse 15, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. Meaning, he's now being more transparent, if you speak, to show what he's doing so that they can repeat it. Jesus set the example. He said that when he was washing the feet in John chapter 13, this is the example you need to follow. And because I am your master, don't expect things to be any different for you. Because if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. He's just letting us know this is the way it is. And I'm telling you this so you won't be troubled. So you won't be dismayed. But this is part of a process in glorifying God. And this is, it's a hard message in many ways. But think about it. Jesus was preparing to go to the cross. From the time that he stepped out of ministry for 3 years, he knew he had to go to the cross because that was what God required of him. That's how he would glorify God. Now, many of us don't have to have such a cross to bear, but we have one. Whatever the difficulty is that we have to face in order to carry out the will of the Father, that is what we have to go through. And that is what our cross is. It's not necessarily being crucified like Jesus, but it is being to the point where we're going to decide, I'm going to do what God says no matter what. And he said in verse 16 of chapter 15, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. So that whatever you ask of my Father in my name, he says, I will give you. And that's key because God wants us to glorify him. That's what we're created to glorify him. So what I did, I went back in history of some of the things I've written over the last, 10 years or so, or actually more than that, because he had a series of messages he gave me, prophetic messages he gave me concerning his being glorified. And this first one, I got back in 2019, actually, so it wasn't quite 10 years ago. And this is a prophecy that I have published, and in fact, all of these are published. In books that I've written, but this one was in the War Journal 4, and it said, Almighty God will be glorified. And this was a prophecy he gave for 2020, but was also something on the subject that we're talking about today. And here's how the prophecy goes. I have glorified my name in the earth through my beloved Son, and I will glorify it again through my people who are called by my name, says God. For the winds of my spirit shall purify them and purge them from all iniquity. I am sending a wave of healing and deliverance to mend their bodies and their souls. Thank you, Jesus. For my purpose alone shall I do these things. No man should get the glory, for I will do this by my spirit alone. And it continues. This is my time to purify the sons of Levi, my time to set them aside for a final season of earth's captivity to the evil one. I will sovereignly set them free for the purpose of demonstrating to the world who I am, the healing balm in the land of the living. I will strengthen them in my power, and they will take healing and deliverance to the nations of the world. And there's more. I will be glorified, says God, for they shall bear much fruit and shall make, that shall remain forever as a praise and honor to my greatness. I share my glory as they glory in my divine power. I will glorify my name through them, for they are vessels of honor unto me. They are my sons and daughters, led by my spirit to do good works that honor me, such works as have never been seen by any human being. This is my hour to showcase who I am in the lives of people whom I love. I will do great things on their behalf that will stun the world, for I am great and have great things to give, if only they would listen and obey my voice. Yes, I will do this thing in the earth now, for it is my time to shine through my people. For yet darkness has a little time, but my glory has now arisen upon my people, and they shall glorify me now and forever, says Almighty God. Now, that was one of the first messages he gave me about his being glorified, after Jesus being glorified. And it's powerful because he said they're going to do works that have never been seen by any human. So just like Jesus raised Lazarus up from the dead, that had never been seen before. And it caused quite a stir. So just know that as you step forth and things begin to happen that God gives you that are beyond anything human beings had ever seen, know it's going to be a stir, both a negative and a positive stir. But just know God will be glorified no matter what happens. Now, the following year, he gave me another prophecy. And again, all of this is about God being glorified in the earth. And this was, he gave me this in 2021. He said, there will be extraordinary manifestations of God's glory in the earth. He said, great hope fulfilled, peace abounding like a mighty river. My people shall be fed and be satisfied. Every longing that I have placed within them satisfied. For I am a loving father with only good desires and plans for those whom I love. But they that love me return to me the love I have given them. These are those who will be glorified with the glory Jesus gave unto them. Yea, they shall glorify me as my firstborn son glorified me in the earth, and even glorify me greater. For it is a time for the greater glory to be revealed. As I have said, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. For all things are new, more powerful than ever before, because time has come for the return of my son. And there's much work to be done before he comes. Therefore, I have turned up the heat on my enemies and my foes. It will cause the glory to become even greater upon my faithful ones. No matter how it appears to the eyes of the human, I am purifying my people in this earth for the return of my Holy One. Darkness shall not prevail. The light of my glory is come to eradicate all darkness from the earth. So prepare ye the way. Prepare ye the way, my people, for your King is coming. His return is nigh, says the true and living God.
A pastor in Nigeria wrote a song that came down from heaven. And the words say, if God can raise the dead, he can heal the living. Where is your expectation for this season? I don't know about you, but I have some very big promises from God that I'm expecting to come to pass in this season. So I say, Father, glorify your name through me, like you did your son, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find more details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Also, the next Apostolic Prayer Force gathering is scheduled for Monday, April 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.